Robin's Good Day.
Interesting ideas, interesting people, interesting things are going on, and we're talking about them here on the Good Day program. It's Friday, the 17th of June, the anniversary of Watergate. Hey, Jim Belushi has joined us on Good Day. The TV show, according to Jim, its 100th episode is, tonight? So what makes this show good, and what did you expect at the beginning?
Well, at the beginning, I had the same expectation I always did when I started TV, and that is it's really the most difficult thing to be successful in. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the short money. How much are we getting for the pilot, okay?
Kristen is next on Good Day for a shot at this karaoke machine on the Good Day Live American Idol.
Hi there.
Nice voice, Kristen.
Jeez, here we go.
Hey, I used to do jingles.
Really? Where?
And I was the voice on gas pumps until they started ripping the speakers out because they frightened people.
You were the voice? You're the lady in the gas pump?
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Easy Mart.
Really? I presented the case of this pregnant student who was banned from getting her diploma at a Catholic high school in Montgomery, Alabama last weekend. On Tuesday of this week, the guidance counselor brought her degree to her house. Under the circumstances, I don't have a problem with this. I think that the school has every right to do what they want to do. It's a private school. They have their rules. And the problem that I have with this is that the father of her child, who is also a senior at the school, was allowed to walk across the platform and get his diploma. Carissa is in Steubenville, Ohio. Hi, Carissa.
I'm a sophomore in college and had lots of experience with different friends of mine being in similar situations like this. It kind of boggles my mind that even the rule that the school has is one of intolerance. Even if one does make a mistake, Why not encourage them?
I think you're 100% right, because isn't that what Christian charity is all about?
And that's part of the accountability. It's that selfless love of giving oneself up for the child that was innocent in this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. And that really is the most wonderful thing you just said. Here's Jim, who's driving a truck in Arkansas someplace. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good morning. As far as Mr. Christian accountability goes, number one, she stayed in school. Number two, she stayed in town. Number three, both of the two have admitted it and are working it together. She didn't have an abortion. What is she being unaccountable for?
We're talking about driving and women and what cars do women like. Barbara calls us from Eugene, Oregon. Hello, Barbara.
Good morning, Doug. It's always good to start my day with you. I agree with you, Doug. Women do like fast and sporty cars.
Yeah, what do you drive?
I drive a Honda Prelude.
What's the fastest you've ever driven this? Come on, honest now, Barbara.
I'd say probably 90.
That's all?
Well, you know, I love performance. I love style. But, you know, I'm not totally crazy.
Fast women and fast cars. Woo-ha! Hi, Marcy. All right, what do you drive?
I live in Eugene. And I drive a Prelude. We've got a VTEC engine, double overhead cam, goes like a scared rabbit. You're supposed to put it in fifth gear when you get to 114.
There are probably fewer than four or five senators in the course of my career as a broadcaster, which goes back 40 years, that I have more respect for. And I look at the overall picture of who's out there now and who has been around. And the man who always comes to either the top of the list or certainly one of the three or four at the top of the list is Senator Bob Dole. When you were injured, do you remember that moment?
Oh, yeah, I remember it very well. It's like it happened yesterday. I remember I went out to rescue my radio man who'd been hit. Just before I reached him, I felt this pain in my back. I kind of lurched forward and I landed on my face in the dirt, and there I was.
We're talking about a Maryland high school student who has been banned from the prom because she told a newspaper in an article she was planning to drink. The principal said she couldn't come to the prom because she was going to drink after the prom. So here's Pam in Utica. Do you have a child that would be going to a prom this week?
I have a daughter that said the same thing. They had a sign-up thing for a pledging not to drink at the prom. She would not sign it because she said that she might drink after the prom, away from the prom.
And so what happened to her?
Well, a TV station was there at the time, and she got on the 5 o'clock news, and then they didn't show it on the 6 and the 10 o'clock, I guess, because some people complained.
The thing that I find most objectionable is parents who will have a party and buy booze. I'm sorry, you're a loser. I don't know. What are my chances if I flirt with you, Sarah Ferguson?
Uh-huh. Hello. Hello, hello. Oh, gosh, that's so nice. What a morning wake-up call. Come on, Doug, let's meet up then.
All right, that's up. We'll make that happen. How's that?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Jenny Graves, I'm glad to have you on Good Day. Why is this such a problem? Is it all just basically about ego?
Well, you know, it's partly ego. Men often feel somewhat less than masculine when their wives are carrying that traditional breadwinner role. It's also, though, about the fact that women are not only carrying the bulk of the financial burden in this situation, but they're also shouldering more of the household and child-rearing responsibilities, those traditional female roles.
We have Angela here, who wants to answer the question about the biggest bully in the world.
Well, I think there's a tie.
Angela, are you finding this amusing? Angela, calm down. You'll hurt yourself.
I think it's a riot.
What's a riot?
I'm enjoying jokes.
Why is it so funny? Angela, are you going to be okay?
My Microsoft Corporation.
All right, hold on a minute. Who the biggest bully is, in your opinion, is Microsoft. Right? Yeah, we all pretty much laugh when we look at Bill Gates' bank account and look at our own. We all laugh. Ted Nugent with us here on Doug's Good Day. I happen to be not a pure vegetarian. I'm not a hunter.
Well, right. Doug, you know, you're speaking my language because I love vegetarians. That's all I eat.